on Robin Hood Radio as we kick off our 10 o'clock hour, as we always do with Willie Hallihan, Sporting Your Cause. SportingYourCause.com is the website that Willie operates on top of his blogs. Of course, you'll find all the fundraising information for events that are one way or another, sometimes stretch a little bit, athletic events that are fundraisers. And once again, this Sunday morning, good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
Not too bad. Got a little extra sleep today, and the sun is out for 2 days in a row. I don't know how long it'll stay out today, but a couple of gorgeous days.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get. This weekend, there were destined to be a lot of events. Many of them are not happening now because of the pandemic. There are a couple of them that were held in an altered form, and I'll get to that in a second. I just wanted to make mention of an event that happened last week, last Tuesday, the Hearts on Tour car parade that was held. It was a great success, 40-plus cars meandering through the Region 1 towns pretty much and into Millerton. It was sponsored by the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce with a lot of help from Lime Rock Park. And I took some video of it, and it was a great, great event. In my blog this week, I said that when we look back on the pandemic of 2020, years hence, and look at some of the images that defined this event, one of the most iconic pictures will be of people in their cars. That's how we've chosen to express ourselves these days. When we can't get together, we're gathering people, we're social creatures, and we get together to express joy and to celebrate and to mourn and all that sort of thing. And since we haven't been able to do that, the way we found to do that is to get in our cars and drive around and show our love and support and joy through signs and waving and cheering. And that was one of them. There are a lot of them going on these days. There's one in Canaan yesterday that was came around my street. I don't know why. I mean, I live off of Honey Hill Road, and they came around there, and the neighbors were out and waving and everything. It just gives people joy in this not too joyful town.
Yeah, the one in Canaan was 28 miles. Their route was 28 miles. Wow. that they covered with the one in North Canaan. Yeah.
I can believe it because, as I say, they chose to come around my street, and we're kind of off the beaten path. So, but anyway, the world loves them, and people love doing them, and kudos to everybody. A lot of events because it's the first weekend in May. There are a lot of events scheduled, and most of them went by the wayside. But there are a couple that were held, and there are some that were postponed, and those are the ones I want to concentrate on. Yesterday should have been the Kentucky Derby Social. It's sponsored by both the Salisbury Rotary Club and the Canaan Exchange Club, and it's Kentucky Derby related. So it's postponed because the Derby has been till September 5th. So that's when the Kentucky Derby Social will be held. It's a nice fundraiser for their scholarship fund. Also yesterday, and this is an event that's dear to your heart, Marshall, I know the Sharon Classic Road Race was scheduled to be held, and it too has been postponed to September 26th.
It's funny, Jill and I were laughing. Wow, we're not out in front broadcasting at the station for the Sharon Classic.
So many traditions have fallen by the wayside, at least temporarily, you know. Yesterday and today, there are two events that were held virtually. They're scheduled to be held, and they were held virtually instead. One was the Berkshire South Community Center, which I think it was its eighth year, 5K fundraiser for their programs, the community center. It was held virtually at the same time that it was supposed to be to kick off as a mass start. Everybody was advised to run from their own driveways or wherever they chose to. And today, the Walk MS, I talked about this last week, Poughkeepsie, the Poughkeepsie version, is being held virtually. Walk MS is one of those national organizations, and they have events all over the country in every state spread over several months. And Walk MS suspended all of their events through the end of June. So the Poughkeepsie one's the only MS walk in my my tri-state field of interest. So that's going on today. Hopefully, people raise money the way they would have if the event had been held in actuality, and hopefully they raised a lot of money for that. It brings up a point. The talk about cancellation and postponements and so forth brings up a interesting point to me, Marshall. The people use the word cancellation and postponement almost interchangeably, and they're not. It came to my attention the other day, an event that they said, it's canceled, but they may hold it again in the fall. Well, then it wasn't canceled.
It's postponed. You know?
It's postponed. And as soon as you say the word cancel, in the way we read these days, people just read the key words and stuff and go on. They see a word canceled, and that's done in their mind, and off they go. But so don't you, if it's canceled until next year, so be it. That's the correct use of the word. But if you're postponing it, maybe even if you don't have a date yet, don't say cancel until it is. Say it's postponed. Otherwise, you're doing yourself, your event, a disservice. Next week, the 43rd annual women's running race up north in Berkshire County will be held virtually. The same registration process takes place. You pay your fee, you'll get a T-shirt and so forth, and hopefully they'll raise a lot of money. Their money goes to the Elizabeth Freeman Center up in Pittsfield. It's similar to Women's Support Services here or the Susan B. Anthony Project in Torrington. They help out women in dangerous situations. Very good organization, and as we've read, in these days of confinement, domestic violence is on the increase, so all the more reason to support this particular race for that particular cause. Also, there are the Relays for Life, like the Walk MS and a lot of other national nonprofits that address diseases. It's a major fundraiser for them. Again, there are events all over the country being held over several months. And like Walk MS, the Relays for Life people have suspended their events through June 30th. Now, that involves four Relays for Life in our sphere of interest here. One is the Relay for Life in Litchfield. That's been postponed to September 12th. And three others, Berkshire County Relay for Life, the Relay for Life at Arlington High School over in LaGrange, and the Relay for Life in Marist at Marist College in Poughkeepsie. All three of those have been postponed with dates to be announced. Now, you may have noticed, as I talked about the postponements, several of them have been postponed till September. And you'll remember, Marshall, in previous conversations with you, I was fearful that September being a busy month for events anyway, year after year, a lot of these spring and early summer events may be postponing to September, not knowing how busy it is. Well, it seems like that's exactly the way things are playing out. There are three of them, the Kentucky Derby, the Sharon Classic, and the Relay for Life of Litchfield, have all been postponed to September, and those aren't the only ones. I've seen them happening along the way, so my guess is, Marshall, come the end of August, you're going to have to give me about an hour of your show time just to list all the events that are happening.
Well, maybe we'll just have a special show.
Maybe we'll have to. Anyway, I think events, when they lose the date that they always have their events on, they're going to take a bit of a hit when they postpone, because if you're a participant in a race or a golf tournament or no matter what it is, every year you know that it's going to be the first Friday of August or the first Monday of whatever, and you have that on your calendar, you have it in your mind, you've reserved that date for yourself. Well, you move that, and all of a sudden some of those loyal participants are going to be doing something else. And the same holds true with the volunteers. You know, I'm not sure everybody realizes this, but an event requires a lot of volunteers, even a small road race of, say, 100 people. You're talking at least a dozen people it takes to run that event. They're the organizers, they're the people in registration, handing out T-shirts and drinks, and people out on the course handing out water and directing folks and so forth. And then in the larger ones, like these walks where you have 400 or 500 people, or triathlons where there are multiple events, you can it can take over 100 volunteers to make that thing work. So the same thing holds true for the volunteers. They plan every year on being available for that day. You postpone it, and they might have something else to do. So, there are a lot of reasons why your event can suffer by moving it, but it's certainly better than canceling it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's just the time we're in. I mean, and we still don't know what's going to happen in the fall. That it's going to be a very interesting next 3 to now through Christmas time is going to be very interesting in this country to see on the long term what develops.
Yeah, I mean, just because our governments, our particular states, decide to loosen restrictions and so it doesn't mean that everybody's going to come back and do these events. There's going to be a fear, a lingering fear about this pandemic. It's not just going to shut off like a spigot just because governments are allowing us to do things. You're right. It's going to be a very interesting time.
Well, and of course, the fundraising needs to go on locally for all the different 501c3s throughout the tri-state region because it's on top of their special events being canceled and their fundraising events being canceled. Let's just talk about Women's Support Services for a second, even though they're not sports related. I mean, their biggest fundraiser of the year is not being held. And this goes for just about every 501c3. On top of that, because people are worried, donations are down. So so these updates that we get from you and from other people on all the different 501c3s and all the fundraising events are even more important now than they were a year ago.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And even the smaller events, they might just be they might raise a couple hundred or a couple thousand dollars. They might not be the largest fundraiser for the event, but every dollar counts. So it makes it unfortunate when those events are canceled. But if it's the major fundraiser, it elevates the thing to tragic almost. And you're right. We have to be mindful of our causes that we support, either by participating in the events and, absent that, writing that check.
All right, Willie. SportingACause.com is the website. We'll check in with you again next week.
Okay, Marshall. Stay safe. Talk to you then.
You too.